W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of How to Betray Your Country by James Wolfe, narrated by Guy Mott. Part 1. Money. 1. Inkwell/129. Top Secret. FOIA exempt. From Gatekeeping. 2. Private Office. Subject, urgent request for Inkwell update. Date, 28 September 2016. 1. You ask to be kept informed about this most sensitive of matters. 2. Events beyond our control brought Operation Inkwell to a sudden and violent conclusion this afternoon. We are doing what we can to restrict knowledge of the case within the service, but the sight of an officer washing blood off his face in the toilets and trying to reset a broken nose was unusual enough to have triggered the rumour mill. We must be realistic. Staff will be talking. Inkwell has attracted considerable attention because of the regrettable characterization of the perpetrator as some sort of Robin Hood figure. There will no doubt be those advising you to issue an office-wide bulletin downplaying the incident. My own view is that this would be a waste of time. It is, after all, quite unreasonable to ask a community of spies to accept the official version of things and refrain from further inquiry, even, or perhaps especially, when it is their masters making the request. 3. Almost 4 years ago to this day, you set my team the task of identifying the insider responsible for this series of most unusual security breaches, and of collecting sufficient evidence to enable a prosecution. We agreed at the time that the best deterrent to others of a similar mind would be the news that a traitor had been caught and placed behind bars. 4. It is with regret, now this sorry episode has come to an end, that I can inform you we have been only partially successful. CPS lawyers concluded last week that there is no smoking gun in the attached file. Collecting evidence that would stand up in court against an officer with such extensive operational experience proved too much of a challenge, although the CPS does note the existence of a damning, but ultimately circumstantial, collection of daggers, ropes, and candlesticks within the pages of our Inkwell file. 5. Despite this, I remain of the firm view that Inkwell has been a model of patient and thorough investigation, and that in August...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?